In news about Iraq, Washington's closest allies in Asia, Australia, and Japan rallied behind the United States today after President George W. Bush gave Saddam Hussein just 48 hours to leave Iraq or face war. But the world's most populous Muslim nation, Indonesia, called the ultimatum regrettable, and China insisted that the United Nations should still be allowed to resolve the crisis peacefully. Many residents of the region expressed indignation about impending war. The most solid official expression of support came from Canberra, where Prime Minister John Howard said his government would commit the 2,000 Australian military personnel already on standby in the Middle East to any U.S.-led strike aimed at disarming Iraq. In Tokyo, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi described the ultimatum as a very difficult decision for Bush and reiterated his government's position that there was no need for a new UN resolution backing a military attack. China's new premier, Wen Jiabao, called for every effort to avoid a conflict and said that UN weapons inspections must continue even as he acknowledged that the situation appeared dire. U.S. citizens greeted the news with mixed emotions.